Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever. And tonight we are going live to the sanctuary of Spoken Word Ministries. We go live now here on Praise.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, those of you who have your Bibles, open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians. The 10th verse. And while you're going there, put your hands together one more time and give Jesus a hand clap offering. I just get excited when the Lord meet me in a place. How many of you know you go some places, he don't even show up? But he met us here today. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10. There ain't nothing like a word in due season. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Father, we thank you for your word, your engrafted word, which has the ability to continually save our souls. And God, we thank you for the work that you've begun in us, that we're going to walk this thing through, and we're going to come out on the other side victorious. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. In this particular passage of scripture, you know, I know that we always talk about the weapons of our warfare not being carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. But what I want to bring your attention to is when this passage of scripture talks about every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That word "high thing" is hoopsoma. Say hoopsoma. Say it one more time. Hoopsoma. Hoopsoma. That is the Greek word for high thing. Every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. And I want to talk about literally the spirit of agreement. And I want to talk about how pride is the enemy of agreement. Pride. Hoopsoma. You know, turn your Bibles quickly to Job, the 41st chapter of Job. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Job 41 and 15. It says, "His scales are his pride, shut up together as with a closed seal. One is so near to another that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together that they cannot be sundered." And I want you to go over, that's Job 41:15, and then I want you to go over to Job 41:34. It says, "He beholdeth all high things. He is king over the children of pride." And this is talking about the biblical creature, the Leviathan. Leviathan is the king of the children of pride. And the Bible says that he beholdeth, or he sets his eyes upon all high things. How many of you know that in the time that we're living in, it's time for us to humble ourselves like never before? You know, especially for those of us that God is blessing and we can preach and we're gifted in our skills and we're gifted in our business. Because the door that's going to be open to take folk out is the spirit of pride. And the Bible says that Leviathan is the king of the children of pride. And even when we went, as we were in 2 Corinthians, it talked about every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Not only is pride an enemy to agreement, but how many of you know pride is an enemy to your deliverance? Y'all ain't saying amen loud enough for me up in here. Pride is a spirit that will make you think that just because you're free, come on somebody, just because you're free, that you can go and open yourself up to anything and stay free. Come on, somebody. See, whom the Son makes free is free indeed. But if you open yourself, how many of you know pride will make you open yourself up to the wrong stuff, and next thing you'll find a hook in your back. So Leviathan, is a creature that is so, the Bible says it's scales on his back. You got to pay close attention to them scales. See, because usually when you're dealing with strong men, usually the strong man is the one up top. But when it comes to Leviathan, and I know this is going to bless a lot of y'all in here. When it comes to Leviathan, the strong man is covered by all these little scales, all these little excuses, all these little things that hide who's really operating. So we really don't think that. Come on, we really don't think that's pride. But selfishness and all the other little and insecurity and all these other little demons, the ones that people don't think you go to hell for. You know what I'm saying? It's not like pride is such a big thing, but these little scales, the Bible says that they're so close together that no air can get in. How many of y'all want to experience revival? If you want to experience revival, then the spirit of pride must be dealt with. Because that word air is ruach, or it's revival. Pride on Leviathan is so close together, these little scales, that no revival can come. How many of you know pride will shut down revival? Because pride says that we have it all together. Pride says that we know the scriptures. Pride, oh, we've been going to church all this time. Pride will make you get in a rut. Come on, somebody. When you lift your hands and, well, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. You know, pride will make worshiping God get repetitive, and it'll make you start praising God in a lazy way. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Because pride will make you think more of yourself than you ought to. And it says that Leviathan, the king of the children of pride, beholdeth all high things. Go to Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans, the 12th chapter. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Come on, lay your hand on your head real quick and say, God, deliver me from high-mindedness. That's a Selah word. That's just a word to pause and think on it. We don't want to be insecure, or we don't want to be in a place where we can't be confident. But there's a difference in being high-minded when you think more of yourself than you ought to. God says when we humble ourselves, he will exalt us in due season. There's a spirit of agreement. You know, we're going to be shutting in here tomorrow night, and we're going to be praying from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Now, some folk think we just doing that just to, everybody got to have a regiment for going into the new year. But if you lay out before God for 9 hours, don't you think God going to show up and do something for you? Don't you ever get it twisted. Come on, somebody. Don't get tired of fasting. Don't get tired of praying. You know, don't let it become, you know, just, oh, here we go again. That's what the spirit of pride will make you think that all that we do is in vain. But those who wait on the Lord, how many of you know they will not be ashamed? We will not. Listen, God has made promises to us, and the blessings of the Lord, they are yea and amen. And I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be weary and well doing. And I'm not going to let anything come into my life that's going to shut my agreement down. I need to be able, listen, you know, the spirit in the church where we can never get along and agree is the spirit of pride, because you know what? Can't nobody be an usher like I can be an usher. Can't nobody sing like I can sing. And, you know, I'm the best preacher in the church. Come on, somebody. But if we begin to fitly and knitly join together, allow God to use us in our areas of specialty and start respecting each other for, man, you know, I can sing, but that girl can sing. You know what I'm saying? You have to begin to respect each other. We have to do that in our respect for places. And because, you know, great ministries and awesome ministries start out so good, and families, you know, pride can even get in a household. Come on, somebody. Y'all ain't hearing me up in here. But pride can even get in a relationship. You know, because in a relationship, pride will make you not say I'm sorry. See, in a relationship, pride will... Y'all ain't hearing me up in here. I'm telling you that. See, we're looking for the witchcraft and the deeper things. And, oh, yeah, that's real. But let's bring it down and make it real simple. You know, humble yourself. You know, and one thing I had to learn, and it took me some time to learn it, is about giving a soft answer. Come on, somebody. Ooh, it took me a long time, because I sure enough wanted to get that last word in, and I wanted it to be a hard word. You know what I'm saying? The harder the word, the better it made me feel. Is there anybody else, if you could get that last word in, and if you could say you right, oh, my God, it's a demon call. I'm right. There is a demon, and the name of the demon is I'm right. That demon want to be right. I don't care. That demon want the last word. That demon want to be right. But I'm telling you that just think of your church relationships, your marriage relationship, your relationship. Parents, how many of you know that sometimes we can be so prideful with our children? I'm the mama. Or I'm the daddy. You know, it doesn't matter about that. The real importance is when we humble ourselves under his mighty hand. How many of you know that when you get under the mighty covering and the mighty hand of God, God will do what he promised to do? Some of our children can't get delivered. Some of us can't get delivered because the spirit of pride, every high thing that would exalt itself. Hoop, say hoop soma. See, y'all said it kind of slow, but y'all going to get it in a minute. Hoop soma, high thing. Everything that would exalt itself. Did you hear what I said? We're talking about the things that make themselves greater than the knowledge of God. In other words, what I know, what I do, who I am, is more important than the knowledge of God or what God is saying about the situation. I had to learn the hard way on how to give a soft answer. And you know what? It changed my life. You know, because sometimes the devil is waiting on a response. He got a stimulus to make you have the wrong response because he wants to pull you in a trap. But when the devil comes and show out on you and say something crazy, when you give a soft answer, how many of you know you just took his power? You just took his power. Because God is calling us to Job 41 and 34, we talked about how Leviathan beholds. In other words, this is the Leviathan and the behemoth. The behemoth was the creature in Job, the 40th chapter. And Job, the 40th chapter, says the behemoth, he'll look at the Jordan and think that he can swallow it. You know, he looks at the Jordan and he thinks that he's bad enough to swallow it. And it says his strength is in his loins, the behemoth. His strength. And let me give you an example of the behemoth. And that's the spirit of deception. So Leviathan is the spirit of pride. The behemoth is the spirit. In other words, that's the spirit that Saul had when Saul thought he had all the women, but in actuality, all the women had him. So when you got a man that can't settle down with one woman, come on somebody, you deal with that behemoth spirit. Because if that behemoth thinks it can swallow up the Jordan. And it takes up, the behemoth is a gluttonous spirit, and it's also a spirit of deception. It makes you think that you can handle more than you can handle. But then when you go into Leviathan, the Bible says, notice that each one of these creatures have a strength somewhere. The behemoth strength is in his loins. Leviathan's strength is in his neck, because that's where the yoke is seated. And so the Leviathan's strength is in his neck. But God was saying about these creatures, God was saying, look at the behemoth and look at the Leviathan. These are creatures that I created. God said, look how terrible they are. These are some terrible creatures, some awesome creatures, some mighty creatures. And God is saying, if you think that those creatures are bad, how bad do you think I am? I created them. The Leviathan, the behemoth. I mean, these were some mighty creatures. This ain't nothing to play with. This ain't no play. And this is not no fiction or no fairy tale. These actually exist or would not be in the Bible. And the Bible talks about the manifestation of how pride and deception. How many of you know pride and deception walk hand in hand? Pride and deception walk hand in hand. The Bible also says in, hold on, let me, now I think I'd rather, in Philippians 4:2, it says, live in harmony in the Lord. Live in harmony in the Lord. And so when we think about living in harmony, you know, you don't think about, you know, just being in agreement, but in harmony means there must be a right sound. There has to be a synchronization. There, in harmony, there's one sound, one voice. You got to be saying the same thing. You can't be over here saying one thing and somebody else saying another. You know, there's a spirit of agreement that creates a harmony. Well, you know, you're not going to be in agreement with somebody that don't believe like you believe. That's why the Bible said, don't be unequally yoked. You can't live in harmony with somebody that you're unequally yoked with. You know, and I ain't trying to be funny, but I don't think me and somebody who believes once saved, always saved, gonna get along real good. Amen. I ain't hearing nobody say amen up in there. But don't you dare tell me that I'm living hard as I can to serve Jesus and you could do anything you want to do and you're going to make it in. What is the purpose of holiness? What is the purpose? Come on, somebody, of sanctification. You know, what's the purpose? Are you telling me that once I get saved, I'm just automatically going to always be saved? Then what is the backslider? Help me, somebody. What is reprobation? What is all of these other things? Are we just going to take all of them out of the Bible? And guess what? I'm not trying to challenge anybody, or I'm not trying to go against anybody that believe once saved, always saved. I'm just saying, me and you can't hang out. Is that all right? You know, we would not be an equal yoke because I believe that, you know, if you know, how many of you know that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus? But the spirit of pride will make you think you can live any kind of way and do anything you want to do, and then you still, come on, something going to be right with God. When the Bible says, without holiness, no man, we all fall short of the glory of God. Amen? We all fall short of the glory of God. But without holiness, no man shall see God. And I'm not saying that we're going to have a checklist, to-do list, do this and do that and make it. But what I am saying is God has a standard. And when the enemy comes in, guess what, God? The enemy's going to come in. When the enemy comes in like a flood, what does God do? He raised the standard to another level. God has a standard. And let me turn to this right here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This Bible so tore up. I promise you it's falling apart. Okay. Philippians 2. I'm going to read from the Amplified Version, verse 1 through 3. It says, so by whatever appeal to you there is in our mutual dwellings in Christ, by whatever strengthening and consoling and encouraging our relationship in Him affords, by whatever persuasive incentive there is in love, by whatever participation in the Holy Spirit we share, and by whatever depth of affliction and compassionate sympathy, it says, fill up and complete my joy by living in harmony and being of the same mind and one in purpose, having the same love, being in full accord and of one harmonious mind and intention. Do nothing from factional motives through contentiousness, strife, selfishness, or for unworthy ends, or prompted by conceit and empty arrogance. Instead, in the true spirit of what? Humility, lowliness of mind, let each regard the other as better than and superior to himself, thinking more highly of one another than you do of yourselves. Now that's let me tell you, if we could just put that in our daily bread and daily practice. In other words, we need to begin to see people as more important than we see ourselves. How many of you know that's the foundation of what the gospel is all about? When we begin to see people or see others as being more highly than ourselves. And I like it when it talks about the true spirit of humility, which is lowliness of mind. You know, so that means that's the lowliness of mind is the opposite of high-mindedness. And it talks about doing nothing from selfishness or empty conceit or excessive pride or excessive confidence in yourself. And I put this down in my notes, the poison of popularity. The poison of popularity. How many of you know that you can be so popular that it can bind you up? Because when folk get real popular and everybody know them, then you might become bound by what people think. Come on, somebody. Y'all ain't hearing what, you know, you may have a million followers on your Facebook, you know, but the higher up you are, the further down you fall. You know, people with, you know, I notice I get in trouble and, you know, bam, it just hit and go. But those folk with a million followers, you know, when things happen in their lives, you know, that stuff keep going for a long time. When you got somebody like, I got a million followers, I'll be like, yeah, but when you mess up, you know, I got 40,000 going to be after me, but you got a million. The poison of popularity, the poison of praise. When people praise you all the time, how many of you know it could be demonic? It's okay to compliment each other, but I'm talking about when it gets poisonous, when it gets dangerous, to where when people start complimenting you, when they stop complimenting you, you feel like something is wrong. And it gets to the point where you need somebody to confirm you. You need somebody to compliment you. I'm talking about the poison of popularity, because I know what it's like to be popular. I know what it's like to, you know, you can't go in the grocery store and cut up because somebody know you there. Listen, as we're getting ready to get on our faces and lay out before God and going into 2019, how many of you know I think that we need to spend that last hour going in before God, going in on praying? I want all of those of you who are coming, I just want you to look up all the scriptures you can on humility. We're going to pray scriptures of humility and humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Because you know what? If you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt you in due season. I believe it's the season for us to be exalted. It's the season for God to elevate us. But I'm telling you, the way up is down. Before Jesus ever sat at the right hand of the Father, before he ever ascended, the Bible says he did what? He first descended. In lowliness in mind. You know the most powerful person? Power is not, you know, and we really need to focus on power. Power is not just, oh, you got a position or you got authority or you got influence. Real true power is how you use the authority, how you use the influence, how you use the favor. And when we can learn to, you know, to humble ourselves, you know, when you got these big titles and these big positions, you know, everybody wants to take credit. Come on, somebody. You know, that's how it goes up in Tallahassee. We do our work, we do our you know, what we call to do. You doing that right? You like you getting sleepy. Yeah, but at the end of the day, everybody is focusing on what they can take credit for. Come on, somebody, that's for your campaign. But I am telling you that what you do behind the scenes, what nobody know that you do behind the scenes, that's what bless you. Before I came in here, you know, I've been under the weather, really. I mean, when I tell you under the weather, I can't even explain what, I never been down like I was down. I don't know what that was, but it hit me like a bolt of lightning. I'm telling you, knocked me off my feet. I couldn't even move. So, I had to stay in this morning so that I have strength, you know, to, sometimes you have to use wisdom. And I went to get me just like a few fries and, you know, I tried to eat some of the little chicken thing, but I wasn't ready for that yet. And I bought that. I tried to eat them. I just wasn't ready for that. You know, I still need to be on soup. And when I bought the chicken, and there was a man standing. You know, and I couldn't tell if he was homeless, but he just looked kind of dirty. And he wasn't begging for nothing. He was standing in the parking lot of McDonald's. I stopped the car, and I got out, and I went over to him. And I said, "You want these?" And he said, "What's wrong with them?" I said, "Why would I give you something that there's something wrong with them? I just want to bless you with these chicken fingers or chicken nuggets or whatever." And I say they fresh, they just came out. And you know what? That man was hungry. But I'm telling you, it's things like this. You know, being able, humility is not just saying I'm humble or I humble myself. Humility comes from the acts that we do. It comes from being able to go in the midst of people when you may be a person of great authority or a great whatever you're great of, and then you can go in there with regular people. I remember, and I was telling somebody about this, and I really believe that God's getting ready to bless some folk in here. When I start ministering here, I can feel the prophetic anointing in here right now. As we're talking about humility, and we're talking about the things that just make the Holy Ghost show up. I was late to church. I think it was on election day. And I went to a gas station that I would never go to, because I just don't go to all these gas stations, right? And I was running late, and I was past E, okay? And I was like, I went to the gas station, and I don't know why. I knew good and well that it didn't take $70 to fill my tank up. But for some reason, I went in there, and I said, because, you know, I don't swipe no more, because they done got me too many times, so... Y'all do know y'all need to go inside and pay. They'll get you. They done got me so many times. I do not swipe outside. So I was going inside, and I said $70, and I was walking out to my car thinking, why would I say $70? It only took $40 to fill my car up. So I was standing there, and I was putting the gas in there. I was thinking, that's stupid. I was thinking, I'm going back and get my money. What was I thinking? And then I saw a lady waving a man. She was on the other pump. She was waving a man down, and I went up closer, and she was asking him for $5 because she had ran out of gas, and her children were in the car with her. And I'm on the other side with $30 extra on my thing, you know. And I'm looking, I'm saying, God. And I said, I just took it out of mine and stuck it in her. She was stranded with her children, needed to get the orange paw. Can I tell you, that's what life is all about? That's what the anointing is all about. That's what, but I'm telling you, you know, if I'd have been like, I'm in the, with these people and I'm in this part of town, or I'm, you know, I'm serious, you know, and as much as God bless us, I'm telling you, you can get caught up in that, you know. And so this lady was crying and she was so happy, and the Holy Ghost just took a control of me. $70. It only takes $40. I don't know what I was thinking about, but the Holy Spirit knew. And I believe that God is going to put us in predicaments and put us in situations where we're not just going to be blessed, but we're going to be a blessing. But as we humble ourselves, I'm telling you, you know how God can bless you real good when we get down in the place where he needs us to be, you know. And you know, Romans 12. Did I ever go to Romans 12 and 1? Okay, Romans 12 and 16 said we need to be of the same mind toward one another. And it says, do not be haughty or high-minded. Don't be arrogant or superior. Don't operate in vain glory. Don't be pompous, but associate ourselves with lowliness. And do not be wise. Here we go. This is, do not be wise in your own estimation. You ever met anybody that think they know everything? Do not, listen, the scripture says, do not be wise. There are some folk you can't tell them nothing. And a person that you can't tell nothing, they'll end up in prison. A person that you can't tell nothing, they'll end up destitute. A person that you can't tell, if you can't be corrected, if somebody can't tell you something, you will end up in a lot of trouble, because in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So don't be wise in, I can't be wise in my own estimation. And the more God promotes you and the more God elevates you, I don't know why God got me going in this direction as we're getting ready to go. We've been talking about leaving out of 2018, going into 2019. But 1 Corinthians 1 and 10 says, I exalt you, brethren, by the name of Christ, that you all agree and that there be no divisions among you. There is no power unless there is agreement. There is no power. Listen, there's no sense of me being over here believing one thing and you over there believing one thing. And see, that's real easy to say. But if you're at odds with me by anything, how many of you know there'll be no agreement? You know, if you got a problem with me with anything, so we want to get on the altar. We want to lay out before God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. How many of you know that this is the time for God to bless us for real? This is the time for us to flow. And you know, the Bible says, where two or more touch and agree, that word agree means to form a circuit. How many of you know, in order to have a flow, you must have a circuit. There has to be something to flow through. God wants to flow through me and flow through you and flow through him. But if he's flowing through you and I'm not connected, that's just useless power. Because one can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. Come on, somebody. Y'all got to help me up in here. Yeah, you flowing, but there's no sense in flowing by yourself. This is about the body of Christ fitly joined together. It don't matter how anointed I am. When I'm by myself, I'm operating at a deficit. I need somebody to touch and agree with. I need somebody to connect with. I need somebody so that we can flow. Me by myself, it ain't going to help. It says, but be made complete in mind and in judgment. Romans 15 and 5 says, now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with each other according to Jesus. Hallelujah. Not only must we have the same mind that's in Christ Jesus and the mind of Christ, but it also talks about us having the same mind with each other. What will happen if we come to church on one accord? What will happen? I mean, I know I'm flowing and you know you're flowing, but what will happen if we came to church and make the decision that it's not going to be about me? Come on, somebody. So we're going to deal with that. Pride is going, I may be the best speaker or the best preacher. When we lay all of that aside and say, you know, I'm going to humble myself and connect with my brother and connect with my sister and see what they were talking about in the New Testament when they say they had all things in common. What did it mean when they began to lay things down at the feet of the apostles and they had all things in common? You know what? Everybody had divine provision. You know, it was no big eyes and no little U's. Everybody had divine provision. Psalms 133:1, it says, see how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. And here we go, 2 Chronicles 30:12, it says, the hand of God was on Judah to give them one heart to do what the king commanded by the word of the Lord. And we have to be diligent to preserve the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace, just like it talks about in Ephesians 4:3, one body, one spirit, one hope. Come on, somebody. Oneness. No big eyes, no little. Let's connect. And especially as we're getting ready to go, when it comes to intercession, you know, there's some folks sometimes, and y'all know I'm tapping into the right place. There's some folks, they think that church ain't going to move unless they grab the mic and pray. God ain't going to show up unless I get that mic. If I don't lead that song, it ain't going to be no anointing. And guess what? It's okay to be a glory carrier. It's okay to be God's anointed. But what we have to understand is just like God used me, God want to use somebody else. Come on, somebody. Just like God using me, God want to use you. If we're that bad, if we're that anointed, then we need to encourage other folk. Come on, somebody. We ought to be producers and reproducers of the anointing. That's when the power really comes in. And 2 Corinthians 10:8-18, it talks about how we have to stay within the limits of our commissioned authority and that our boast must be in the Lord. I believe that God wants to release some people this evening in your ministries. You may have come here because you need a healing in your body or you need whatever you need. But I'm telling you, God want to release you to walk in what you are called to walk in individually so that you can reproduce of your own self. God wants you to walk in so much power that the people you come in contact with will walk in power too. You know, the power that you walk in means nothing unless you share it with somebody else. You know. This is not time for us to be up on pedestals and, well, just let the woman of God touch me. No, you need to have the touch. You know, you're not just waiting on somebody to touch you, because the anointing destroys the yoke. And God's anointing, he's not a respecter of persons. Come on, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. I bless you, Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a wave offering. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Come on, just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Hallelujah. There's quite a few people in here, but I plan on laying hands on everybody in here. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Begin to pray. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Sister, come here. Let me just minister to you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see doors all around you. I see doors all around you. And you know, I see where multi-doors are opening to you. And you're going to have to be very careful because all those doors are not of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All those doors are not of God. So you're going to have discernment because you are at a crossroad in life. But though you're at a crossroad, I see doors. And the one that you walk through is going to bless you. But God is going to sharpen your discernment because be very careful of the Ishmael. Lift your hand. Ishmael always comes before Isaac. And you're stepping into your season of Isaac, but you're going to have to go around Ishmael to get there. God's going to sharpen your discerner so that you will know that you know that you know that when you're stepping, you're walking in the cadence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. The discernment is the thing that God wants to release unto you. The spirit of discernment. Not just, oh, I hit it and miss it. Hit it and miss it. And hit it and quit it. But God is saying a sharpening of your ooze, a sharpening of your spiritual discernment. Just take a deep breath right now. There it is. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Come on. Just keep giving the Lord a wave offering. Just give him a wave offering. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We glorify you. The Lord just, come on, let me speak. Yeah, come. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. You came and you didn't think the Lord was going to speak to you? Hallelujah. Because you're not one to have been shy. Lift your hand. So don't come in and, you know, the boldness that you had out there. I see you were very bold before God. What you did, you ran it with a strong arm. And God wants you to run it with a strong arm now. God gave you that authority. God gave you that place in the spirit. But there's almost a false meekness. God wants you to walk in that boldness. The boldness that he called you to walk in. You have an evangelistic anointing. A soul winning anointing. And it will be shut down if you don't get up and open your mouth. Because you got a big mouth. You just got to use it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what shut your mouth. Hallelujah. But it's time for you to open your mouth again. And since I got a big mouth, I lay my hands on you to have your big mouth open back up again, okay? Don't let people shut you down. You know, from what you come out of and the things you used to do, you used to speak and everybody would move. And so what has happened now, I don't know. But I release you right now, hallelujah, into what you're called to walk in this season. And you know what? It's not so much of a mentoring, but you got to be up undercover. Because the enemy don't like what you came out of. I see a few hooks and strings in your back trying to pull you back. But they so weak, like spider webs, really. Oh, come on, somebody, give the Lord a wave offering. God is blessing his people. God is blessing his people. Some of you came all the way here. And you know, y'all know we are live over the air. I want to just take some time to minister right now, a minute, by the Holy Ghost. There is a Sheila in the name of Jesus that you're listening right now. Sheila. And the Lord is saying unto you that you have been patiently waiting on the Lord. Sheila, and you've been standing in the gap for so many of parents and their children. You have a heart for the young people, not just young minors, but young people, 20, 30. You really have a ministry to minister to parents concerning their young people, and you've been waiting on the Lord. But I hear the Lord says he's waiting on you. Don't let that ministry lie dormant. And you've been operating undercover and behind the scenes. And just be open for God to bring your ministry up front. You've been on the Sheila, wherever you are right now, I want you to contact me. Wherever you are, you've been on the back of the pew working, and God's getting ready to bring you to the front of the row. He's getting ready to bring you to the front of the row. That ministry that you have to intercede for the children of parents, specifically the young children of parents, that ministry will come forth. And I'm telling you, if you'll obey God, and if you'll come out of that hiding place, if you'll come off that back row, God's going to send your ministry out ahead of you. Come on, somebody get the Lord a wave offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I want all the young people to come up here real quick. All the young people. And if you're listening by radio and the young people that are in your house, bring them close to the radio. Bring them, gather them in. I want all the young people, quickly come forward. All the young people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Son, how long are you young? Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Come on, stretch your hands toward. Thank y'all for coming out tonight. It's such a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for the young people. Let me pray for you. Lift your hands. You know you're called to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. How long are you going to run from God? I'm telling you, your season is now. You're waiting till this happen or till that happen. But the anointing is flowing through your bloodline. All up your grandmama's side. The power of God. You've been through some difficult stuff. Some stuff you never thought you would be through. And look, you're still here. When you going to obey God? You have dreams and visions. You need to be giving me a word. You need to be giving me a word. There are young people that if you don't get in place, they'll go to hell. If you don't preach the gospel, if you don't do what God has called you to do, and I'm not trying to put no pressure on you, but I don't want you to be comfortable where you are. What's your name?
Lace.
Lace. Who is your grandma? See that? I don't even know that. You Shirley Baker granddaughter? Baby, you supposed to be walking in the fire of God. The power of God. Your grandmama anointed. Your grandmama pushed my ministry out forward. Hallelujah. Take a deep breath. The enemy tried to use you up and throw you away, and you're still here. You're still here. And you are so anointed. You're so beautiful. And see, you have a problem believing that God can use somebody like you. If he can use me, somebody like me, he can use some, whatever I got to do to mentor you, whatever I got to do to pull you under. Baby, you're supposed to be preaching to the nations. Nothing is going to work out for you until you obey God's calling. Nothing. He's going to prosper your business, prosper this, but the calling is first. You understand that? Father, I lift Lace up. Machete de bosa. There it is right now. Come on, y'all, stretch your hand toward the fire. Never the same. Shata la 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 ba si kere de brosco to do 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 sete. Sondro se kana na 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 masha. Lay your hand. Shanda rabasa. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all, that out. Just pray for this young lady. Pray for this young lady. Le boso to do do ba shata. She will not miss the call of God on her life. And I don't think it's by chance that God had you to come up in here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody give the Lord a wave offering. And for every one of these, y'all lift your hands. For every one of these young people that's in here under the sign of God, lift your hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray over you right now. I pray over you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. You will not be in poverty in Jesus' name. And you will not be on drugs in the name of Jesus. You will not live lifestyles that are outside of the will of God. You will not go to prison in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kayaba, come on, pray. Stretch your hands toward them. In the name of Jesus. And as I'm praying for you, I'm praying for every child who's under the sound of my voice, whether it's in here or whether it's by radio or whether it's by tape, in the name of Jesus. And you young boys right here, y'all need to specifically pay attention because the enemy want to destroy you. You ain't did nothing wrong, but you just need to pay attention. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. You're going to be a very wealthy young man. A very wealthy young man. Watch what I tell you. Stay in the church. Stay in God. And stay in place. And as I be a woman of God, you'll be a very wealthy young man. Come on. Come on, somebody give the Lord a wave offering. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to call everybody up here that's struggling with cycles, reoccurring habits, just reoccurring, the same thing happening in relationship. If that's you, you want that cycle broken, I want you to come up to the altar right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Cycles. The prince of the power of the air rule over the children of disobedience. The careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving. Breaking cycles. Generational cycles. Hallelujah. Financial cycles. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Daddy God. La la masi kede de bosoto. Rebebe lele mosokoro da basata. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mindsets. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your hands to the Lord. Just take a deep breath. Father, I just thank you. Hallelujah. Sonia, you being set free right now. No more. No more cycles. Yeah, we're breaking that cycle right now in the name of Jesus. Breaking that circuit. It's a circuit. It's broken right now in Jesus' name. It's broken. Hallelujah. It's broken. It's broken in the name of Jesus. So there it is right now. Shatalalabasete. Oh shatanamasa. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just take a deep breath and tell God yes. Because I break that cycle of doubt. Where you go through a time of faith and you just start not. There it is in Jesus' name. There it is right now. It's time for you to walk in who God called you to be. There it is right now. In Jesus' name. La ta maseke de debo soto do dobo kote. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, God is touching your hands. Kashe namasata da base. Broskata la la basa. He's touching your hands. Soto dobo shete de debe. And he's placed a special anointing on your life to pray. So you need to begin to pray. As you begin to pray, circuits and cycles will be broken. There it is right now. Broken in Jesus' name. In Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Come on, come on. Continue to pray. Just keep praying. Listen, you got to believe it. Every cycle, every circuit, every habit, I receive it for myself. Every reoccurring curse. Even, listen, if you don't get free from it, your grandchildren, your children will be bound by it. Be free. Be free. Mashatala labasata. Be free in Jesus' name. There it is right now. In the name of Jesus. Kalabasetele debosha. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Come on, lift and take a deep breath. Don't even pray. Just breathe and receive. Just breathe and receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Broken. It's broken off of you. You know what? And you know, you do well financially, but I see this demon that keeps stealing your money. I see a demon that keeps stealing your money. No matter how you break through and you break out of financially, you always get big blessings, and then something always happens, and I break that python spirit that takes your money. Go right now out of your pocketbook in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God's putting a sword in your mouth. He's putting a sword in your mouth. There it is. The fire of God. The fire of God. A sword in your mouth. Come on, Sister Eloise. It's time for that next level. It's time for that next level. It's time for you to press. It's time for you to press in prayer, and it's time for you to press in your purpose as far as the calling of God on your life. You got to open your mouth. That's right. And let the Lord use you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, everybody. Give the Lord a wave offering. Come on, give the Lord a wave offering. Give the Lord a wave offering. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a wave offering. Just receive by faith. Just receive by faith. There it is right now. Receive. There it is right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Karabasata. Listen, let me say. I see revolving doors. I see revolving doors. Hey, ya, ba, 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 ba. God gonna break that revolving door. Because people are attracted by the glamour, but they're distracted by the work. But God is gonna bring those who will hold your arms up. And I don't know why, but I see a lot of jealousy around you. And it don't even make sense, because you're a nurturer. It don't even make sense. But God's gonna break. That's a spirit. That's a spirit that comes on folk. And when you're trying to raise folk up to teach them who they are and to be confident about who they are, they take it the wrong way. But that revolving door is breaking. You know how it's just that revolving door keeps going around. And God's gonna redirect them through a door where they'll stay. They won't be in that thing where they're just going round and round in circles and then they're getting up and leaving out. But God said, I'm gonna stabilize some things, and I'm gonna cause you. Even God says, when I break that revolving door, I'm gonna open some doors for you, because you should have been on a national circuit a long time before now. And God says that delay does not mean that it won't never happen. There's some things that have been delayed are gonna be quickened in 2019. Watch, doors are gonna open. Because you say, God, I know, God, that this is supposed to be this way. And God's going to bless what you do. He's going to bless what you do. In other words, you ain't got to do no more. Don't do nothing else different. He's going to multiply. He's going to bring increase. But you got to have some strong, not just armor bearers, but under armor bearers. Under armor bearers. I ain't never heard that before. But they're going to have to lift your arms up. Because where you're going, he got to build things up at home so that you can be launched out to where you're supposed to be. Thank you, God. Thank you for that anointing, that international. La kala masi, kora balada basi tete de bosata. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. If you're listening to radio right now, just go ahead and touch that radio as a point of contact. Whatever you have need of, God is doing it right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. God is putting healing in your heart, healing in your body. Healing is getting out in your bloodstream. There it is right now. Deliverance from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. From the top of your head. And not only that, but the reason why the enemy is fighting is because that ministry is about to come forward. That ministry is about to come forward. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God, I thank you that he'll preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He'll preach the gospel. He'll preach the gospel. No residue. In the name of Jesus, you can't go with him. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us tonight. We have been broadcasting live from Spoken Word Ministries and Pastor and Apostle Kim Daniels. Thank you for joining us here on Praise 107.9, and join us again next Sunday, Kim Daniels will be live here on Praise 107.9.
I want somebody to give the Lord a wave offering. Come on.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Or you can be her friend on Facebook by logging in at State Representative Kimberly Daniels. Don't forget to like and follow. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.